Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. The only true God has revealed himself fully. Father, we give you this time. We're so grateful for everything. And Jesus, once again, we believe and we ask for that you reveal yourself to us. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Man was born to fellowship with God. He's the most glorious, most wonderful, beautiful being, person in the universe. And one of the keys is being born of the Holy Spirit. It is fascinating. Jesus spoke about these two births. Born again, born of water and the Spirit. So man can experience three births on the earth. That third one is really a key. The second one, born again, is the greatest miracle. Someone getting saved. Amen. When someone finds him, they find the treasure buried in a field that is beyond human words. They find the pearl of great price. They find the Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is what humans were born to do. Isn't it? It's so ironic that, and tragic, that most people will never understand this or grasp it or receive this revelation. How do we receive it? Through the Holy Spirit, the anointing. The anointing is the tangible presence of God. The presence of Jesus Christ. And again, I want to keep emphasizing over and over again that this is what what every person was born to do. I don't hear many ministers, preachers, pastors, anyone in ministry, I don't hear many people in ministry saying this. Proclaiming this. Jesus offers what he calls eternal life, everlasting life. Yesterday's message focused on that some. This is the greatest and the only offer made to mankind. And we can forget everything else. When we meet him, just everything else disappears. Even we disappear. We die. This is how we die. Okay, lose our old nature. That's one of Jesus' main teachings. If you look at the totality of Jesus' teachings, well, that's everything. He's God Almighty coming to the earth as a man, revealing to us the purpose for mankind's existence. I know that's a broad statement, but and one of his main messages is lose your old nature, lose yourself for the gospel, take up your cross, die, lose your old nature. He even said hate your life. Isn't that interesting? That was one of the last things he said. How do we do it? It's when we meet him in his glory. We disappear. We are canceled. And we will see that he's so beautiful and merciful and gracious. A great man of God said, tears will become your language. But it's tears of joy, tears of intercession, tears of, you know, we just naturally want to serve him and walk with him, learn from him. Oh, what a glorious privilege. how it's so, again, so many deceptions and misconceptions and distractions, you might say, that keep people from this. We could go on and on about those, but let's just go right to Jesus Christ. He's available all the time. He's always the same, always faithful. This is really the one thing, the only thing, that's a guarantee. We know that living on the earth is difficult, and that there's many difficulties and challenges, and but there's one that's a steadfast. He's always the same. Amen. Amen. Always faithful. He's always giving. He's always blessing. He's kind even to the unthankful and evil. And it's seeking Him with our whole heart. There's three realms of prayer. We go through those realms, and if we persistence, that's a key. That's something I haven't emphasized much recently, but that's a key. Jesus gave two parables about persistence, and it's very important that we, you know, when we persist and have that determination in that process of seeking Him, our old nature dies. And then that's, if we know Jesus Christ, there's this glorious mystery of our spirit person connects with the Holy Spirit, who's everywhere on the earth. Isn't that incredible? You know, when we get into the gospel, and learn the mysteries of the kingdom, we learn it's so fascinating. God has made it simple and easy and very, very, He's leveled the playing field for every person. Nothing else matters but a full commitment to Him. Nothing else. And that's great for us because we could never measure up. You know, if it was based on our abilities and our talent and our, you know, anything that we do, well, it would never work. So God set up the perfect plan. How glorious this is. Every person equal before Him. Glory to God. We move into the mysteries. Jesus called them the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. That's incredible. And the Holy Spirit reveals these. And the greatest one is that the Lord, the only true God, is the most wonderful, most beautiful being and person. And when we meet Him, He lifts us up in the power of His might and His everything about Him. His divine, He's God Almighty. He empowers us. He gives us, I listed those things, I think yesterday, just the 12 initial things. You know, He gives us the love of God, the faith of God, the joy of the Lord, fullness of joy, perfect peace, happiness. Isn't that amazing? Let me keep this simple. I want to finish up with this. The world, they're seeking happiness. Well, Jesus, his first teaching was about happiness. All about happiness and being more than just happy, rich, favored, and fortunate. They call it the Beatitudes. It's his very, you know, one of his first recorded teachings, and he mentioned happy nine times. So if someone really wants to be happy, go straight to Jesus Christ. Okay, and this series, I'm keeping it general because we need to hear that man was born to fellowship with God. We do everything else but go directly to Him. You know, we... And and it's more than just happy. You understand, he offers everything that a human being wants, needs, desires, hopes for, longs for, dreams of, is found in Jesus Christ. Now, the tragedy is, if someone says no to Jesus Christ, they've said no to him, to the Father God Almighty, to the Holy Spirit, to and everything that the only true God offers. They've said no to eternal, everlasting life, to all, to the results of knowing him and the promises and the blessings beyond human words. It would be like someone offering a person all the wealth of the everything in the earth and all that's in it, and the wealth, all the wealth of the earth multiplied times infinity, offering that to someone and they say no. That's even a cheap metaphor. Because Jesus offers everything a person is made for and born to do. If someone says no, God has he can do nothing else for them if they die. You understand? They have time while they're alive. We have time to get right with God, to repent, to just say yes. Just say yes to him. So easy. So simple. So wonderful. And what a tragedy that it's just baffling that most people say no. And we see this, you know, I appreciate this great man of God, a minister who I've watched some recently. He points out in all of his, he talks to many groups. He's got, you know, his videos have hundreds of thousands of views. And he does a test and he says, he gets people to, he says, raise your hand if, think of someone that you know who's unsaved, okay? Are they on a quest? He asked the group. These are crowds of people, you know, large crowds. Are they on a quest for truth? Raise your hand if that person you're thinking of is on a quest for truth. Maybe one or two hands go up. And then he says, okay, now think of that person. Are they apathetic towards the gospel or even hostile towards it? Every hand, basically every hand goes up. And he says it's like that everywhere I go. People are apathetic and hostile to the gospel. And even Reinhard Bonnke, the great patriarch of the faith, said, people fire all these questions at God. And he said, we cannot cross-question the Almighty God. This is serious, you know, and we as believers need to look at ourselves, you know, and we have come up with objections too. But if we repent, humble ourselves, everything, all is well. And repentance is a joy-filled, that's what we find when we find him. It's a celebration. Amen. A glorious celebration with Jesus Christ. Amen.